PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Murtaugh, and I'm going to talk about him right now as his remaining assets are being dispersed down to the boat crash victims. Really makes you wonder how good old Dick and Jim are getting paid. Oh, wait, they're not. They're doing this pro bono, supposedly.
Right.
You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All the money's gone. Like, oh, you mean like, what was the place they were staying at during the trial? It was like a personal chef at it. It was like, there's like $20,000 a week or something. It was nuts.
Felt like a spa resort of some sort.
It was insane. And it's like, you know, like money is going to these people for this in some way, shape or form from Alec. So there's all that money that should have been going to victims to get you your personal chef and masseuse while you represent Satan. In a significant development following the legal saga surrounding convicted murderer Alec Murtaugh, a court-ordered issue on Friday, February 5th, has allowed almost half of his remaining assets to the victims of the deadly 2019 boat accident, according to the Post and Courier. The court order, stemming from a tragic incident where a boat driven by Murtaugh's son Paul crashed into a bridge piling, allocates 29% of the funds to the family of Mallory Beach, who lost her life in the accident. Mallory's family has expressed that their pursuit was more about accountability and setting a precedent than about the money itself. From the Beach's perspective, it really was never about the money, remarked Beach family attorney Mark Tinsley. It was all about the accountability and precedent and making an example in the hopes that before someone allows their kid to live dangerously and drink and drive and enables them to engage in this unlawful conduct, that somebody will take stock of what happened, that you can lose everything. Tinsley emphasized that while the monetary compensation is significant, the greater comfort lies in the acknowledgement and the accountability and the potential deterrent effect on similar incidents in the future. The disbursement includes 11% for Paul Murtaugh's then-girlfriend Morgan Daughtry, 5% for another survivor, Miley Altman, totaling 45% of the victims of the boat crash and their loved ones. The funds, totaling just under $1.8 million, were garnered from the sale of some of Murtaugh's properties and farm equipment, as well as a 401k plan. So it's probably stuff from that auction where they had those lovely turtle lamps last year.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the turtle lamps? They went for a lot of money, too.
Weren't they made of, like, real turtle?
Yeah, it was a bunch of weird shit. It was, like, very, yeah, South Carolina, low country. We can't criticize too much. I mean, up north, you know, it's fucking deer heads on everything and
jackalopes.
And jackalopes,
yep.
And all that. So not exactly out of the ordinary for that part of the country, but is weird, I would say. I mean, as much as we do true crime and as interested as I am in this and passionate as I am about talking about this stuff, I would not want Alec Murtaugh's lamp in my office.
Mm-mm.
Or his couch or really anything belonging to him. There's, there's, I don't know, and I'm not trying to get all ooh on this, but I feel like there's sometimes energy attached to shit, and that couldn't have been a great place to have someone who did that much negative shit to that many people and their stuff I don't want in my house.
Nope, I don't blame you there. It just comes with negative energy. You don't need that.
And even if you, every time you look at it, you're thinking, oh, Alec Murdaugh. I mean, I get enough of that just looking at what we talk about. Like, I don't need an extra reminder when I'm sitting down to have some crunch and munch that, this is the lamp that Alec was, plotting something out over, one night. Crunch and munch. They still make crunch and munch?
They do. Wow. It's really good.
The disbursement of assets comes amidst a backdrop of legal turmoil for Murdaugh. A well-known attorney in South Carolina, Lowcountry, his legal troubles obviously escalated after he claimed to have discovered his wife Maggie, youngest son Paul, shot to death at their hunting lodge grounds in June of 21. Subsequently, Murdaugh was indicted for the murders in July of 22 and found guilty in March of 23, currently receiving life without parole. November, he pled guilty to 22 financial crimes, including wire fraud and money laundering, totaling a separate chapter in his legal entanglements. His assets were seized in November of 21. And then, of course, we just recently had that hearing the other day with Judge Toll saying that even though a juror said that they were influenced by the clerk of court, you still don't get a retrial, which I never thought I'd be on Alec Murdaugh's side for anything, but I am on that. I think he should get a new trial because otherwise we are questioning and we are not running our system of justice the way it should be done.
Yep, exactly. There was some wrongdoing, and the way we allegedly do things in this country is we have a process, and that process was poorly followed. So he deserves another trial.
I say cart him back out there again. And I mean, I'm pretty confident justice would prevail either way. And you know, if we need to expose his shit all over again, then expose his shit all over again. But it's such a gray area there. I shouldn't even say it's a black and white area. If someone says they're influenced and they came back and they flat out said it, then that's the bar. You can't go, well, what was her intent? Well, if this is an analogy, if I drove through the parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese and ran over a bunch of kids, but my intent was just to get to the Panda Express because I really wanted some orange chicken. I didn't mean to run over little Timmy and his puppy, Mac.
Don't do the puppy.
If my intent wasn't there, I still did it. Am I still guilty? I mean, that's, intent is, whether you intended to or not, you did. So anyway.
Yeah, and there's just a lot surrounding this family. I have to admit, with all the stuff going on with this possible retrial, I forgot about the beach incident.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
There's so much.
I forgot about his assets.
I remember, like, when I first started learning about this case, it was one of those where it's like, oh, God, there's this, too, and there's that, too.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it's such a cornucopia of insanity. I mean, now that I know it all, it's like it's second nature, but it's a lot to take in if you're just trying to like understand the case, because there's so many weird parts to this of just bad human behavior.
Out of control family.
Yeah, completely. So it'll be interesting to see. I do wonder, if he does get another one, how long Dick and Jim want to hang out and continue to do this for free, considering the money is supposedly gone. Supposedly.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.